Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Dave Bargell with Young's Marine, right here, hometown operation. Good morning, sir. I want to go back and cover a little ground, because when I moved here 30 years ago, you guys were down there, and it was Young's Marine's always been there. And was always a Crestliner Evinrude dealer. But that changed here a couple of years ago.
Things change just like everything changes. But the big change for us was when Evinrude quit building engines because the parent company out of Canada, Bombardier, I think probably worldwide, didn't think they were making enough money. So they dropped making Evinrude. So we had to look for another brand of engine. Well, there's four brands of four-stroke engines, and we looked them all over, and they're all good, but we thought Honda was our pick, so we picked Honda engines, who's made four strokes longer than anybody.
Right.
So they're pretty good.
Honda's got a good reputation with everything they touch.
Yeah,
cars, motorcycles, marine engines.
You name it, they touch a lot of stuff and make a lot of stuff, and reliability seems to be their number one priority.
Right. And now with people focusing on less pollution and all like that for the water, four strokes seem to be this answer to that. Honda's a leader in four strokes.
Well, in that four stroke engine, you get what the advantage is over the older engines primarily is its quietness and that it doesn't smoke any. So, you know, a lot of people notice smoke and fumes, and of course, starting the old four strokes were fine and reliable, but you had to choke them and do something. Today's new engines, you just turn the key and they're running like your car.
Yeah, because all that's automatic control as far as the choke and air and stuff. And
the fuel economy is there, too. That's a big thing that, you know, that has improved. Four strokes are really good on gas, too. So they make them now from 2 horse to, I think, to 400 horsepower, every size you could possibly think of.
Now, tell me if I understand this right. I always thought that if you want to consider it a negative, although I don't really think that, but four strokes are typically a heavier motor than a two stroke because it's got more parts.
They got more. That's right. They're heavier and more parts. But over the years, it takes anything to be perfected.
Yeah.
And time perfects things, and I think that's what's happened.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're heavier and they're big. I've noticed that, but we learned to live with it. And the boat manufacturers, because of the additional weight, have added 5 inches to the transom height, so the boats are still safe with that additional weight. So it's not a factor.
No. And that's part of your morning exercise routine. You get up, go out, and bench press a couple 250-horse engines, right?
Man, even the little engines now are pretty heavy, so we got a cherry picker for that, and so it works out fine. But with that and then our brand of boats of Alumacraft, we had Crestliners for a lot of years and a great aluminum boat, but we switched to Alumacraft, a similar boat made in Minnesota of top quality that is owned by Bombardier, who owned Evinrude, and the reason we switched was then it tied everything together, where the Crestliners were owned by the Mercury company.
Okay.
And so it was a good move for us. So, and they're all three good.
Have you been keeping busy down there at the shop?
Pretty busy. A lot of boats to, you know, keep running and fixing and getting ready. A lot of people today are getting their boats out that maybe they hadn't used for 2 or 3 or 4 years, or maybe they got them from somebody else. There's a lot of them, a lot of them around. And of course, we have used boats on hand too, and to sell. And so
I wanted to mention
we have a good
you not spot. Only sell the new boats, but you'll trade and then do what you need to the used boat and turn it back out and sell it.
Yep,
you got a good inventory of the used
boats. There used to be a guy called Joe Dye. They called him Easy Trading Joe.
Yeah.
Well, being he's gone now, they call me. I call myself Easy Trading
Dave.
So if you want to trade boats, we're easy to trade with.
Good. And you got a good inventory of used boats for somebody wants to come in and
do. We've got seven or eight or nine used boats, from little fishing boats, different sizes, from like 2 or 3 thousand in that range, to we got a nice used 20-foot pontoon. We got an 18-foot Luntai. And so we've got a nice selection of used boats from any price range, but primarily from right now at this point, probably 10,000 and lower, down to about two. We've got a nice pontoon boat. We're set up pretty good. And then we've got in our new boats of Alumacrafts, we've got a 20-foot trophy and an 18-foot trophy, which is our fish and ski top-of-the-line boat, and we've got a nice 17-footer full windshields, you know, full windshield rod locker in it, and set up really nice with a 75 Honda. So it puts it in a little nicer price range, too. But we've got three new boats on hand, and we're ready to trade.
That would be kind of, if I was looking for a fishing boat, that would be the kind of one I was looking for. I don't need a 400-horse engine on the back. I'm not drag racing. I'm fishing.
That's right.
I can get down the lake in a... I'll tell you a story. A fishing buddy of mine, this has been some years back, but he had a Ranger with a great big motor on the back, and we went up to Merritt one time. And I had my little 16-foot guide boat and the Evinrude motor that you sold me, 40-horse Evinrude. And we were up there, and we're sitting in camp that night for eating, and he said, you know... He says, I got to kind of hand it to you. He says, you haven't had to go get fuel once, have you? I said, no. He says, I'm running back to the marina every day to fill this beast up. And I said, that's because you're drag racing up and down the lake and I'm fishing.
That's a big difference today. The younger set seem to like, you know, the big heavy fiberglass, big motors, and you can fish with them fine, and they're set up really good. Today's new boats, I mean, by gosh, the electric motor we put on practically every boat, every new used boat new has got an electric motor on it,
yep,
on the front.
Yep.
And a live well on the boat and good fish finders. Today's fish finders they've got, my gosh, with Lowrance and Hummingbird and Garmin, today's, and they're in color, and now they've got down imaging and side imaging, and they can do it.
Terrain following,
They won't tell you what kind of, they still won't tell you what kind of fish they are, but they're pretty close to it.
Well, there's some guys that are good enough, they can call species off of what they see on their screen. Their knowledge is, they know what should be there and why. One of the best is Steve Lytle. Down out of
well, he's yes.
I have seen him call species just by looking on his screen, and he's been right every time.
Well, he has good, and he got a new boat from us this year. He's got a new Honda with a new Alumacraft boat, so he's set up pretty good. He's a good guide with good equipment, but
yep.
And he knows how to work it. Being also on my fishing, because I'm from the older set. I'm looking more for, with my fish finder, the depth and the drop-offs, and maybe look for bait fish. I'm not quite as good on this down imaging and side imaging and all this other stuff that can be done. But so it works for everybody.
Steve told me one time we were fishing, he said, when you mentioned bait fish, and you see that cloud of bait fish on your electronics, and he says, that's where we go. He says, there is always actively feeding fish underneath that bait cloud.
Agreed.
And he's right on it, too. Like I say, I think he's one of about three fishermen that I know that is telepathically linked to fish. He thinks like a fish closer than anybody I've ever seen.
Well, I've been in the boat business a long time, and I remember years and years ago, Steve Lytle was guiding then in the, I don't know when it would have been, it must have been in the 70s, he had an older Ranger bass boat, and he's guided ever since, and he still does it all the time, and I think he has an off the time job too, but he's pretty dedicated to fishing.
Yep, he is.
He's an expert.
How are we doing for time? We need to take a break? 3 minutes on a break? Okay. Accessories. Let's talk about accessories. What do you offer or what can you get for people?
An author of accessories?
Yeah. Tubes and skis and
that
ropes
kind of stuff.
And all that
yeah,
stuff.
We got the accessories on hand. We could talk about that. And maybe some other boat accessories like, well, we talked about fish finders, maybe a trolling motors.
What do you carry, a line for trolling motors? Who do you have?
Minn Kota. And nearly everybody wants the same thing, so we can talk on that a little.
Okay. I had a guy over in Ogallala, something happened with his Minn Kota. He was wondering who repairs Minn Kotas. You guys do that?
No, we don't. There's a place. There's three in the state. No, there's more than that. But there's a good one in Grand Island. The boat dealer in Grand Island is a Minn Kota repair station, and there's one in Burwell. It's a camper place, but he's a Minn Kota repair station.
Okay.
Those two places. And Omaha and Lincoln, he's got an older one.
Yeah, yeah.
But those other ones are good.
Yep. I've had Minn Kotas for years, and they...
Pretty good stuff. Made up in Minnesota.
Yep, they are. So, I hear music in the background. That's my signal. We're going to take a break, so stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages.
The Ramsey Show.
We have an 18-year-old who will be joining the Army.
Here's what people do when they go to boot camp. When you leave the base, they're stupid down both sides of the road for about 2 miles. You're going to see people do things that you never dreamed that people would ever do. Right there in front of you. And we want to insulate you against stupid and even a little bit of what we did.
The Ramsey Show. Weekday mornings on KODY.
For your next big trip or next adventure, there's Nebraska Land Bank community-minded checking, made for ease and simplicity, and made for whatever comes next. Nebraska Land Bank, member FDIC. For the next big community project, for when volunteers are needed, we'll be here to serve and give back to our communities. For whatever comes next, Nebraska Land Bank, member FDIC.
Do you have a little one that will be 4 years old by July 31st, 2023? If so, we welcome them to join the Bullpup Preschool Program at Osgood. This program offers morning and afternoon half-day programs starting on August 15th, 2023. Your little one will love making new friends, exploring our learning centers, and getting prepared for their next steps in education. Spaces are limited, so register now at nppsd.org. We are MPPS. Come grow with us.
Summer has finally arrived, and the Vero Christmas in July savings have begun. Right now, get the highly requested Google Pixel 7a on us, or buy one, get one Galaxy S23 flagship smartphone. If the iPhone is more your flavor, then you're in luck. Get the latest, greatest iPhone 14 on us. Last but not least, when you switch to Vero and bring your number, your first month of service is free. It's quick, easy, and you'll start saving big today. Only at Vero. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
If you're not a hard worker, stop listening. If your can-do attitude is more like won't even, this is not for you. But if you're still here, you may be the shoulder to the wheel, nose to the grindstone type that we're looking for. Hi, this is Michael Bruce from Bruce Furniture, and I'd like you to join our warehouse and delivery team. But we won't hand over the truck keys to just anyone. After all, yours will be the last face our customer sees in the purchase process. So it's important you leave a great last and lasting impression. That takes someone who's dependable, honest, and punctual. A strong team player and decision maker willing to do whatever, whenever, to keep the customer happy. In return, you'll enjoy a more than fair wage, plus performance pay, vacation, employee discounts, and opportunities to advance into leadership roles. Are you ready to start? Apply in person at Bruce Furniture in North Platte. I'd like to meet you and ask a few questions. It'll be quick, I promise, but it could lead to something more, much more.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
For a no-hassle quote, visit Pete Bowles or Brent Rogo in North Platte today.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Dave Bargell this morning with Young's Marine. Anything and everything you want to float, go see Dave.
Yeah, we've got them, all different kinds of new and used boats and a lot of accessories for the tubing stuff today, you know, and the skiing and wakeboarding and kneeboarding is kind of something different that has been around a while, but not too people talk about kneeboards, but the kids get on them, and today they got them where the ski rope hooks to it temporarily, so it's easy to get up on. So the first day out, you can go sideways and jump the wakes, and they're quite a deal.
I have never kneeboarded. No. I've done some wakeboarding, and then both regular skiing and slalom skiing. I've done all that. Never tried a kneeboard.
Well, it doesn't take a lot of horsepower. I'm sure the kids with the small what do you call them, personal watercraft, those kinds, they can pull them, and they pull tubes. And
I've seen some of the personal watercraft guys running around out there at Maloney, and they're pulling somebody on a board.
And the good thing about the boats are today, the fishing boats that Grandpa and Dad's got, the family boats, they can pull skis or tubes or wakeboarders or whatever, and the pontoon boats will do it. And, you know, they all work. When the kids want to go play, it's a time to take them tubing.
Now, let's talk a little bit about where you're going to drag that boat and where you're going to fish. We'll start with Maloney. That's close. So what are some of the secrets you got at Maloney?
Well, it's always got some fish to catch. It's got good walleyes, maybe not very many big ones, but good action. There's some crappies around. There used to be a lot of perch. There are probably still more perch in the lake than you think. It's always got good catfish.
Yep.
But it's a good lake, close in, good boat ramps. It's always nearly always got water, full of water.
Yep.
So it's a good lake close by. But there's also Red Willow down south, not very far. That's a good lake. McConaughey, of course, right now, my gosh, the walleyes are catching up there. There may be not as many, but they're big.
It's hot. They're, walleye has exploded, and the anglers I know that are going up there, they're doing real well. A few along the dam, but most of them up on the north shore in the trees.
It's a real reversible. It used to be where you wanted big walleyes, and you'd catch a few for dinner. Now they got big ones, and they have to throw them back, and now they can't catch the smaller ones they want to keep to eat. there are so many big ones.
I hear the same thing coming out of Merritt Reservoir. They've got a slot limit up there, and is it 22 or 27 inches is the upper limit?
I think you can have one over 22, but you can only have one below 18, between 15 and 18. But it's probably good for the lake. And I think they had the best walleye season they had a month or so ago, early in the spring, like it's best. But it's still good all year long. Lake's full, and it's a great lake. A lot of people go up there.
I had John Bauer's son on the show here talking about that a couple weeks ago, and he said it's been one of the better years they've seen up there. He's been helping up there with the family business for about 18 years. He said it's the best I've seen yet. And the guys that I'm seeing pictures coming back from, they are just amazed with what they are.
It's really a good lake. And the one east of there isn't any much further. The one at Burwell?
Yep.
What's the name of it?
Calamus?
Yeah, the Calamus, but we don't go there. I haven't been there, but I think it's a good lake. It ain't any further than going to Merritt.
You know, that's probably right. I haven't thought of it that way, but you're probably right. And it's been, probably 10 years since I went up and fished Calamus.
Well, it's got a hatchery right there, and it's on the Calamus River, and it's pretty good. And then there's the lakes all around here are good, plus all the interstate lakes that are up and down the line.
That's one of my favorite topics is the interstate lakes. They are, I tell people they're a smorgasbord. I said, you pick a freshwater species and you can probably find it in one of the interstate lakes. And I fish them a lot.
Well, they're good. They got them all. And, of course, now the Game Commission or whoever, somebody has put, now there's boat ramps in nearly every interstate lake, and you can put a boat in there with a gas engine. You can go 5 miles an hour. There's a lot of fishing with the fishing boats we have or sell would be perfect in interstate lakes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Whereas before, you know, you had to fish from the bank. Well, that ain't the way it is here now.
Nope. Bank or a non-powered boat. I did a lot in my canoe. Fish those interstate lakes, but like I said, now you can do it just with your trolling motor, and that's perfectly fine.
There's an interstate lake right out here at the east, the south edge of North Platte, that doesn't hardly get fished, and I'm sure it's full. I know it's full of little bitty bluegill, but I think it's probably got to have some good fish in it.
Are you talking about Iron Horse Lake?
Yeah.
Right down there where the memorial is?
You ever fish it?
Oh, all the time.
Ever catch a keeper?
Rarely. They're generally small. And I tell people that it and the first lake west of town.
The Trout Lake, or the one they use.
Yeah.
I call it the Trout Lake.
Birdwood.
Yeah, Birdwood.
And then the one next up the road from that, East Hershey Wildlife Management Area. That's one of the places I send people that if they want to kid fish. Most of those interstate lakes, you step off the bank and you're in deep water. They drop off real quick.
Yeah.
That one, the East Hershey one, the southeast corner gradually slopes out for about 50 feet. So kid can walk out there and fish and not be in over a foot of water.
I think that lake is a catch and release.
It might be now.
I think it is. I think it's a catch and release. So it's got a lot of good bass and a lot of things. But I think the Game Commission likes Hershey Interstate for a big lake, good boat ramp,
yep,
with a lot of variety of good fish.
It is. And you mentioned the boat ramps and stuff. Those were all put in. People wonder what the Game Commission does with the money you pay for your licenses and stuff. That you can look at it right there. All that was funded by that fishing, that fund that they have for that. And they've done well. And then also the overhaul they did at Iron Horse Lake. That is the new docks and the fishing boat ramps. And they got a boat ramp for boats with, you know, motors and trailers and stuff like that. And then they got a boat ramp for kayaks, too.
Kayaks are pretty, yeah, there's a lot of kayaks around anymore, too.
Yep. How many kayaks you got?
I have one. my grandson, I think, has two or three. He went from a regular one to a fishing kayak. They've got them pretty sophisticated now for these Minn Kota electric motors you put on everything.
That's why I have one regular sit-in kayak, and then my fishing kayak is a sit-on-top kayak. And like you said, I can put fish finders on it. I got rod holders. I got all that kind of stuff. It's an arms race. I call it an arms race because they just keep getting bigger and better. What else would you like to cover today, Dave?
Well, today all the fishermen, nearly every fishing boat seems to have a Minn Kota Tarova on the front. This new Tarova electric, the basic thing it has is called a deal called spot lock. Well, today, now this thing, you could put it on spot lock, and the electric will keep you in one spot like an anchor. You don't even need an anchor. So nearly every fisherman has got to have a trolling motor with spot lock. They got a remote. You know, they got pedals with a cable, but they also got a remote where you can have it around your neck or wherever, and you can run the electric anywhere in the boat.
The spot lock is great because if you find that spot, regardless of what the wind is doing to you, that motor will turn, twist, power up, down. It'll keep you right there.
That's right. It's quite a deal. So every boat all the new boats, we put those on, and other ones too, whatever they want. But that's the most popular, and so we trade a lot too because these guys that got a 10-year-old one want a new Tarova.
Yep.
With spot lock. That spot lock is a big key.
If you had to custom design the perfect boat for Dave Bardell, what would it be?
Man, that's a tough question. I think we're selling the best that could be for what I like.
Yeah.
For a boat that's versatile, got good depth. You can get in it, got the best trailer, got fish finder, electric charger, rod holders, everything you could think of. But yet you can get him with a bimini top, you can get him with a ski bar on the back. They got ladders on the back. They're versatile. They're a family boat. I think what we sell are probably a boat you're able to keep 20 years.
That's probably one of the biggest changes I've seen in the last 10 to 15 years is how they have adapted boats to be more versatile so that you could have the fun fish and ski and pole boat, but if you had serious fishermen in the family, you had that too.
Well, today they all the new boats seem to have rod lockers down the middle where you can put a bunch of rods. Today, every fisherman can't go with one or two rods. He's got to have six or eight. So all these guys come in with their boats, and there's rods all over the place.
Yep.
And there's good storage in all these boats. So you got live wells, and they're pretty slick.
One of the things we haven't talked about yet is the boats, as they get more refined, more engineered, the safety features that are in them. How much flotation is in those boats today?
Well, the government has probably entered the picture, but most all boats have enough flotation to float all the equipment and the people weight on the. There's a plate that tells you how much weight it'll hold, full of water, and the flotation is put in a way that the boat would not capsize, turn upside down. In other words, you could sit in the boat full of water.
Yes.
And I've seen a boat or two damaged at Lake Maloney over different. A grandson hit the dam one night, and it filled it clear full of water, and they towed it across the lake clear full of water because it could still float.
Yep.
So they're pretty safe, but I think all the brands are that way.
You still have to have your PFDs, but stay with your boat. It's going to float.
And the kids 12 and under got to wear them.
Yes, that's right. Dave, I sure appreciate you coming in this morning, talking fishing.
Thank you. Well, I always like
you. You got me.
I like your spot. If you do a good job for this area, and it's a great fishing area. We got lakes in all directions.
That's exactly why I'm here. Yeah. I was looking for a place to move years ago, and I looked at Western Nebraska, and I went, God, there's a lot of blue out there on that map. That's why I'm here.
Yeah, that's right. there is.
So that's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.